At issue are two sets of district maps. Both reflect the state's huge population growth over the last decade. The first set of maps was drawn by the state legislature last year. Those maps favor Republicans. Because of a history of voter discrimination, Texas is among the states required to have maps pre-cleared under the Voting Rights Act. That process is still ongoing in a lower court, and it's far from certain that the maps drawn by the legislature will be approved.
Six judges have reviewed these plans. And six judges have said there are discriminatory features in these plans that restrict its ability to be used in Texas elections.
That's Jose Garza, who argued the case at the Supreme Court for a coalition of minority groups. They say the state's maps can't be used for the upcoming primaries because they haven't been pre-cleared yet. They also argue the maps dilute minority voting power, despite the fact that Latinos account for 65% of Texas's population growth. That brings us to the second maps. Those were drawn by a panel of three judges in San Antonio. Those maps favor Democrats. But Texas argued to the Supreme Court that the judges overreached in drawing those maps and did not give proper deference to the legislature's version. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott spoke after yesterday's arguments.
It seems clear from the questions from the court and by the fact they took the case that the standard, or maybe the lack of standard, used by the San Antonio three-judge panel is not the appropriate standard.
In questions to attorneys yesterday, the justices appeared torn on how to proceed.
In this instance, I think the Supreme Court will do one of three things.
Steve Bickerstaff teaches election law at UT's School of Law. He says the court will either tell Texas to go with the legislature's plan, go with the San Antonio court's plan, or tell the San Antonio court to come up with new maps. But Bickerstaff says there isn't much time for that.
So I expect the court will do one of the first two, or a combination.
At one point yesterday, Chief Justice John Roberts lamented they essentially had two wrong choices. Of course, predicting what the Supreme Court will do is a difficult task. One thing is for sure, time to do anything is running out. The state's primaries have already been pushed back a month. Yesterday, the justices repeatedly asked how much more they could be delayed. Austin Congressman Lloyd Doggett, whose re-election prospects could be influenced by the court's decision, said a further delay might be for the best.
Well, I like to have this election tomorrow. But as a practical matter, I think that there is a good chance of delay and that it is much more important to have these lines that will affect us for the next decade, to have them drawn properly than to have these elections as soon as I would like to see them.
UT's Steve Bickerstaff says it's possible a Supreme Court decision will be announced Monday. Meantime, the preclearance process is ongoing in federal court in D.C. A trial on that issue is scheduled to begin here on January 17th. Matt Largie, KUT News, Washington.